Thank you and good morning. There's no supervisors meeting scheduled for today in honor of Veterans Day. The board will meet on Friday instead and then not meet again until the first Tuesday in December. The supervisors will take off two Tuesdays over the Thanksgiving holiday. Community and civic groups will mark Veterans Day with ceremonies across the county, while others held ceremonies and programs over the weekend. Today, there are ceremonies in Eureka at the Adorney Center at 11 a.m., the Senior Resource Center and the Clark Historical Museum this afternoon, while in Fortuna, the Veterans Day tribute begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Veterans Building. The U.S. Forest Service has also waived the normal day use fees at most of its recreational sites in honor of Veterans Day as well. Trinity County Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call reporting that 62-year-old Alan Stone had been shot at a residence in Mad River and that he was not breathing. When deputies and medical personnel reached the scene, they found Stone's body and then questioned and arrested Stone's wife, Elizabeth Stone. She was booked into Trinity County Jail on a murder charge over the weekend. The sheriff released no other details surrounding the incidents that led to Stone's death, but a firearm was located and recovered at the scene. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will conduct training today and Friday in the downtown Eureka area, along with its mutual aid partner, the Arcata Fire Protection District. Personnel from both departments will conduct water shuttle drills in the 3900 block of J Street during the simulation of a structure fire in an area where there are no fire hydrants. Be aware, there is no emergency. The National Weather Service forecasts higher than normal wave and surf activity this week as a powerful northern Pacific storm moves south. The heaviest wave activity is expected to happen offshore. The local threat of sneaker waves could grow as the week progresses. By Wednesday, stormy weather is expected along the coast. Use caution when visiting local beaches and never turn your back on the ocean. There was a fatal collision on Sunday. Jordan Christmas has more.
The California Highway Patrol reports that 71-year-old Morgan Hill resident Joyce Ann Kazzer suffered fatal injuries in a single-vehicle collision along Highway 101 Sunday night. Kazzer was headed southbound driving a 1994 sedan when she lost control of her vehicle and it left the roadway near the Newton Drury Scenic Parkway and went down a steep embankment, rolling over multiple times as it did so. Kazzer, who was wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene and the cause remains under investigation.
Thank you, Jordan. CHP officers responded to a rollover accident involving three men in an all-terrain vehicle on private property off Patterson Road in Willow Creek on Sunday afternoon. 48-year-old McKinleyville resident Ricky Stockwell was behind the wheel of a three-seat ATV with 25-year-old Andrew Miller and 17-year-old Clay Taylor, both of McKinleyville, as passengers. None of the three men were wearing seatbelts when Stockwell made a turn that led to the ATV overturning. Stockwell suffered life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Reading, while Miller and Taylor were both treated at the scene for minor injuries. The cause of the collision is under investigation, and impairment has not been ruled out as a contributing factor. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Voters in the city of Eureka who made it to the polls last week overwhelmingly supported the passage of Measure Q, a continuance of a half-cent sales tax originally passed in 2010. The revenue from that increase has been earmarked for public safety, and as City Manager Greg Sparks pointed out on Talk Shop, residents heard the message that it was key to effective public safety in the city.
From a city funding standpoint, $4.1 million, 15% of the general fund, it was very important that that message really get communicated to the public so the public understood the ramifications. And given the vote, the way that came out, what, around 66% to 34, a good two-thirds majority, that was really great to see.
Cities in California have become reliant upon sales taxes as a primary source of revenue because property tax increases are limited by Prop 13. The increase in purchases made online is hurting the local bottom line as well.
But at the same time, we're starting to see those inroads from online purchasing rather than people going to stores. And it really needs some national tax policy to do it. It's hard to deal with it on a state-by-state basis. The more we bring unemployment down, increase jobs, increase tax base, make us less reliant on sales tax revenue, that's obviously the model you'd like to get to.
With the passage of Measure Q, along with the passage of the county sales tax hike, the sales tax in Eureka now stands at 8.75%. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.